Madison has a history of joining hands with cities in war-torn parts of the world. Cities in El Salvador, East Timor, Vietnam, and Cuba are among the 10 Madison has formal sister city relationships with. But the proposal to add Rafah, a city on the Gaza Strip between Egypt and Israel, has sparked an angry debate on the city council and in the city's Jewish community. Opponents say Rafah is nothing more than a base for terrorists to carry out attacks on Israel, and they don't want the city council to take sides in the Mideast conflict. Steve Morrison heads the Madison Jewish Community Council.
This is no more than a way for the founder of the project and some of her people with whom she works to carry on their political vendetta to destroy the state of Israel. That's what this is about.
Jennifer Lowenstein is the founder of the project Morrison refers to. She is, like many others on the Rafah Sister City Committee, Jewish and has relatives in Israel. She says forging sister city ties would help break down stereotypes that are fueling the conflict there and the debate in Madison.
Israel is destroying itself from within because of the very people who maintain an attitude that Palestinians are not human beings, who do not deserve equal rights, who should not be talked to or negotiated with or allowed a voice in a community like Madison because they're terrorists, because they can't be trusted.
Lowenstein says her committee is not taking sides in the Mideast conflict, but hopes to promote reconciliation. A large turnout is expected for the city council vote, but several council members say the resolution doesn't have the votes to pass, and Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich has said he won't sign a sister city agreement that's creating such bitter conflict. Meanwhile, the debate has attracted attention from the Israeli media. An Israeli TV station filmed much of the city council debate on the first reading of the resolution 2 weeks ago and plans a feature on the issue on its weekly news magazine later this month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.